In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about a way to generate leads that you probably have not yet thought of for yourself, for your clients, and for just about any industry. Let's cue that intro and get this episode started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, your host, Rachel Peterson, and I'm excited to talk about something today. And you may be wondering, like, what is it? I'll share what it is in just a second. But last night I was reading Seth Godin's blog, and I've loved Seth Godin for years. I think he is just a fount of wisdom. I will say that when I first started, like, I would listen to him, I would read his blogs. And then there was a day, I've talked about this before, but like there was a day where I started getting really fed up with his blog and I would get kind of angry because I was like, but this isn't tactical. This isn't strategy. This isn't growth hacking. Basically, you're telling me to be patient and consistent and do the work. And so I stopped listening to him for a while, but he was spot on. It is about being patient and being consistent and doing the work and serving others and not caring what critics think. And that's one of the weirdest things. Like, I'm back to listening to Seth Godin. But I was reading his blog last night, and he said that there's a very small group that will ever want to be early adopters. The rest of the audience, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're an early adopter, take a screenshot of this episode and tag me in it in your Instagram story and let me know if you're an early adopter, because I'm an early adopter when possible. I really like trying things. I don't like to necessarily wait for everyone else to do it. By the time something's popular, I get a little bit irritated with it, if that makes sense. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but in Seth's blog from this past week, he was talking about how some people will always be early adopters, but that is a very small portion of the audience. Most people want to wait until something is proven. They want to hear other people say that it worked. They want something that's reputable. They don't want to be the first one. They don't even want to be early. And I was like, that's so hard for me to wrap my brain around, because that's not how I operate. Most people do, though. They want to see other people using it. They want to see other people having success. They want to know that there's a track record before they jump on something. And so that was kind of weird for me to realize. But then it kind of clicked in my head, like, I jumped onto this platform where you can generate leads for a lot of different industries, for yourself or for your clients, before a lot of people did. But I still wasn't an early adopter before the platform like really took off back in the day. So what platform am I talking about? I'm talking about TikTok. TikTok used to be Musical.ly. And so there were people who were on it years ago, years and years and years ago. And I'm not the early adopter, but I'm definitely still in the early adoption of once TikTok took off as TikTok. However, we're still in a period of semi-early adoption, as crazy as it sounds, for probably about one more year, maybe 2 years. But I have a client who is a financial advisor. And I told him, I was like, I know this is going to sound super crazy, but I really think that you should be on TikTok. And his honest reaction, you guys, was, I think Rachel might have started drinking again, because that sounds like the worst idea ever. But then they really thought about it. They dove into the demographics and the statistics of TikTok, and they realized that the demographics of TikTok are not that different from those of Facebook or Instagram. And they were like, you know what? What the heck? Let's give it a try. So we've managed several videos for this financial advisor client, and it's been less than a month. I want to say it's been a couple weeks, but truth be told, we haven't gone hard on the platform yet. When I say go hard, I mean literally putting up anywhere from 1 to 10 videos per day. That's going hard. We've been probably putting up 2 to 5 videos per week for him on TikTok. And within less than a month, he's grown to almost 500 followers, which is a lot when you've spent years trying to grow a Facebook page or an Instagram following. It's challenging to grow when you're getting started on something. So that's huge. He has a video with almost 2,000 views, and these haven't even gone viral yet. But here's the craziest part, and this is the tell for me. This week, they literally got an appointment set up. This is a financial advisor. They got an appointment set up, and they asked the person, "How did you find us?" And they said, "TikTok." And I was like, this is just the beginning. And I know a lot of people aren't taking this seriously. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, it's TikTok. It's just a place for dancing and lip syncing and being silly. And there is that element to TikTok. I actually really indulge in that element. If I were to want to thrive on TikTok, I would actually stop being silly because I'm not actually that funny. I would focus on creating content related to my business and my quote unquote niche of social media marketing and entrepreneurship. I'm not super good at that. I'm an Enneagram 7. I like to show personality and have fun. But if I were to really niche down, I have a feeling we would soar really fast. But I haven't. And yet I'm looking at my client, and my client got an incredible opportunity, an appointment for someone who he can change their life and their financial future. And I'm like, that was without even trying very hard. Imagine what happens when they get a few more appointments and they go, okay, Rachel, we're all in. Let's go hard. By the way, that's when the fun starts for me. That's when it's like, oh, it is on. But we have about, like I said, one more year of early adoption or early opportunity. I don't know if it'll last more than 1 year. But it was really cool to see this client having success so fast, and this is just the start of it, which I'm so excited about. Now, if you want to learn more about TikTok, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and you'll see a few resources there, including my free TikTok starter pack and my TikTok checklists for success. Or head on over to TikTokGrowthHacks.com. You can dive on into my free community on Facebook for people, especially business owners and entrepreneurs who want to grow and thrive on TikTok. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.